This is Ozarks at Large. Because it's not something covered by standard health insurance, dental care is something many Arkansans may put off. Arkansas Public Media's David Monteith profiled three clinics in the state about options for dental care for those who can't afford it.
If you ask dental care providers about options for people who either don't have dental insurance or can't afford dental care, one of the first things most mentioned is Arkansas Mission of Mercy. Or as dentists like Dr. Marsha Wheeler from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences likes to call it.
Our MOM, it's an activity put together by the Arkansas Dental Association where free dental care is provided by several different hundred probably dentists who participate with dental hygienists, students, and any other volunteers to get free dental care for 2 days.
The annual Our MOM event has been held in different cities around the state since 2006. Last April in Springdale, this coming year in Conway. During the two-day event, an estimated 2,000 low-income or uninsured people are served. The need for free dental services has always been high, but Loretta Alexander, the health policy director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, says recent changes to the Affordable Care Act have caused the numbers of uninsured people in Arkansas to rise over the past 2 years, creating an even greater need and more obstacles to oral health.
Arkansas, with dental care in particular, you know, we don't have a dental school. So we have a shortage of dentists, and we have a greater shortage of pediatric dentists. And equally important is a lot of people don't see dental care or oral health as important as their medical care. So even, let's say, if you may have a medical policy, you may not pick up that dental policy if you're buying insurance.
According to a 2016 report from the Health Policy Institute of the American Dental Association, dental care has the highest level of cost barriers compared to other healthcare services. In other words, for a greater percentage of people in the U.S., affordability stopped them from going to the dentist's office more often than it stopped them from getting prescription drugs, eyeglasses, mental health services, or visiting a doctor for general medical needs. Part of those prohibitive costs could include taking time off to travel to a dentist because significant regions of the state don't have a dentist nearby. For those who can't afford dental care and need treatment outside of the two-day window of Our MOM, there are some options in Arkansas provided by a number of free and sliding scale clinics in the state, like the 12th Street Health and Wellness Center in Little Rock. Dr. Wheeler is the preceptor, or dentist, who oversees the dental clinic within the wellness center.
On extraction nights, we are usually overrun. We can see up to 8 patients, but we often have to turn people away. On Monday and Wednesday hygiene nights, we usually see about 6 patients, screen them, get them ready to come for extractions, or refer them to campus for further services.
The 12th Street Clinic, which opened in 2013, is staffed almost entirely by medical and dental students from UAMS. The students work in interprofessional teams and collaborate on diagnosis and treatment of patients under the supervision of doctors, dentists, and pharmacists. Dr. Melissa Clark, a pharmacist and clinic director, says the need for dental services is consistently high.
We've got a huge demand, but we are not going to be able to meet that demand. When we first opened the dental clinic, we tried to do a waiting list, and once we hit 300, we realized that that's just not going to work for us, and we hit that within the first few months. So the need is there. It's just, how much of a dent can we make in that?
Monica Fisher-Massey, the executive director of Welcome Health in Fayetteville, says her clinic in Northwest Arkansas faces similar challenges.
The majority of our patients find us through word of mouth. Right now, we have a waiting list of 6 months for our restorative dental clinic. So the word does get around. But also keep in mind that we have an extraction clinic one evening per week, and patients can call once a month to make appointments for that month, and then the following month it starts all over again. So for extraction services, patients have to wait anywhere from 1 day to perhaps 3.5 weeks.
Many free clinics are restricted to accepting only those patients who lack insurance, but the Welcome Health website states, "We are here for the uninsured, underinsured, and the insured alike. You can rest assured that we will welcome you regardless of your ability to pay." Fisher-Massey says even when more Arkansans secured health care coverage through the state's health insurance marketplace, that didn't always include insurance for their oral health needs.
Most of our patients are the working poor. It's a great thing that because of the Affordable Care Act, a lot of people now have health insurance. However, that does not cover dental insurance. And since those folks are low income anyway, there's no way they can afford to go to the dentist. So access to care, access to free dental care is a problem in the state of Arkansas.
With the help of volunteer medical and dental professionals, Welcome Health serves about 2,700 patients a year on a slim budget that includes no federal funding. Their services are free to anyone whose income is no more than 200% of the federal poverty level of $12,490 for an individual in most states. Harmony Health Clinic is another of the Little Rock Free Clinics that operates with a small staff of four, but a large pool of 450 medical professional volunteers. Lucy Hagberg, a dental hygienist, has been volunteering in the dental wing of the clinic since 2013. She says she focuses on educating patients on proper oral health practices while performing cleanings.
Our standard is to clean their teeth fully and completely, and then that gives me my time to review all the nuts and bolts regarding their specific needs for their dental education. I clean as many sets of teeth as possible, as time will allow.
In addition to cleanings and complete oral health and oral cancer screenings, patients like 38-year-old Malika Somerville are also able to get partial or full dentures through Harmony Health Clinic.
Being my age and not having any teeth, you know, that'll kind of really, really bring you down. And so they are helping me get my confidence and my smile back.
The clinics interviewed for this report all said they have more patients than they can accommodate. Certain oral health services, like extractions or dentures, are limited to Fridays when most dentists are off from their private practices and able to volunteer in free clinics. Justin Wise, executive director of Harmony Health Clinic, says they are always looking for more volunteers.
Our dental clinics are so packed and jam-packed on Friday. We know out there are dentists that have another off day other than Friday. It's a Monday or it's a Wednesday. We need those dentists to say, hey, yes, I'll come in on Monday or I'll come in on Wednesday and volunteer.
With the number of uninsured Arkansans on the rise, the dental clinics who serve them are likely to get even busier. In Little Rock, I'm David Monteith, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.